Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
This time, we're tackling the Stegosaurus, which, I gotta say, is one of the coolest dinosaurs you know.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I mean, you see that thing, you know what it is.
Instantly recognizable.
Right. Like, even if you don't know dinosaurs.
Yeah, you see those plates.
Those plates, and we're gonna find out all about them and all about this.
This gentle giant.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be pretty amazing to sort of uncover what life was like.
Yeah, get a glimpse into that world.
Yeah. For this giant herbivore. Like, how did it defend itself? It had those plates, it had those crazy spikes on its tail.
Right, and that tiny little head.
Yeah, it's like the size of a dog. So, I mean, that's one of the things that just blows me away. So we're gonna we're gonna get into all that. Why is it still so popular today, even after, you know, however many millions of years?
I mean, it's iconic.
Iconic, exactly. So first of all, I mean, you gotta start with the plates.
Yeah.
Like, just walking along, 17 of these giant plates.
Like walking billboards.
Billboards, right.
And, you know, we're not even totally sure what they were for. Display, maybe?
Yeah.
To attract mates or, you know, ward off rivals.
Show off.
Yeah, exactly. Or some think they might have helped regulate temperature.
Interesting.
Yeah, absorbing heat from the sun or releasing it.
Wow, so they could have, like, tilted them or something?
Maybe, we're not sure, but can you imagine a whole herd of these guys?
Oh my gosh.
With their plates all, you know, catching the sun.
Oh, that would be a sight.
Yeah, what a spectacle.
And then there's the tail, right?
Oh yeah, can't forget the tail.
With those four giant spikes.
Like a weaponized club.
It's called a thagomizer.
A thagomizer, isn't that great?
Yeah, I love that word.
You know, it actually comes from a Far Side cartoon. Yeah, Gary Larson, he made it up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it's stuck, and now paleontologists use it.
That's amazing.
So yeah, those spikes, definitely for defense.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We've found Allosaurus bones.
Oh, wow.
With puncture wounds that perfectly match the Stegosaurus's tail spikes.
So they were actually using them.
Oh, absolutely. They were not afraid to swing that thing around.
It's incredible to think about, you know, these battles.
Epic clashes of the Titans.
Yeah, and with that tiny head, right?
Yeah, that always gets me.
Like, how do you survive with a brain the size of a grapefruit or something?
I mean, it was about the size of a dog's brain.
Really?
Yeah. And they're not, you know, known for their complex thinking.
No, but they were around for a long time.
That's the thing, millions of years.
Millions of years. So they must have been doing something right.
Right. Clearly, that brain was enough for them to navigate their world.
Yeah. And eat, I guess.
Well, mostly eating. Yeah.
So let's try to picture this, right? We're in Western North America.
Okay.
150 million years ago.
Setting the scene.
Yeah. What does it look like?
Lush forests, ferns, cycads.
Okay.
Lots of low-lying vegetation, perfect for a Stegosaurus.
Yeah. So they're just kind of lumbering around.
Munching away.
Munching, yeah.
Yeah.
But all the while, they've got to be on the lookout, right?
Oh, yeah. Always.
For Allosaurus.
Then other predators lurking in the shadows.
So it's like a constant state of vigilance.
Well, I mean, they're big, but they're not invincible.
No.
Yeah.
And maybe those plates helped, you know, make them look even bigger.
Oh, for sure.
Scarier.
Like, don't mess with me.
I've got 17 plates. You don't want any of this.
Exactly. And if a predator did get too close.
Wham. That tail comes in.
Yeah, that thagomizer would make them think twice.
It's pretty amazing, you know, how they managed to survive.
It's a testament to evolution, really.
Yeah. And to think, the Stegosaurus is the state dinosaur of Colorado.
That's right.
Who knew?
It's an honor it definitely deserves.
Absolutely. And there's this funny thing, right? Like, people used to think they had two brains.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Because they had this, like, enlargement in their hip region.
Right near the base of the tail.
And they thought, oh, it must be another brain to control the back legs.
Makes sense, right? But it turned out to be just a bundle of nerves.
Just a big bundle of nerves.
Yeah, but it shows how our understanding of dinosaurs can change over time.
Absolutely. So much we still don't know.
Exactly. Every new fossil find can rewrite the story.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a never-ending puzzle.
So who knows what else we'll learn about Stegosaurus in the future?
Maybe they had infrared vision or...
Or could fly.
Well, maybe not fly.
But who knows, right? The possibilities are endless.
That's what keeps it fascinating.
Well, I think we've really dived deep on this one.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Stegosaurus. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another fascinating deep dive into
the prehistoric world.
The prehistoric world, that's right.
See you then.
Bye.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for joining us on Dinomite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dinomite Adventures is produced by the Dinomite team.